Oh, that I'm being much help to you.
Go on now, don't come on up here.
She wants petting all the time. She's so affectionate.
You thought I was calling you, didn't you, sweet baby? Yes, you are, sweet
baby. Now go on and lie down. Go on, get away. She seems to understand everything you tell.
She's really well behaved, yeah. Yes. She's really smart.
Oh, yes, she's a nice house dog. Never causes any problems at all.
Okay. There's a fat pork cured in brine that sometimes you add it to beans. You know what that's called?
No, I've forgotten, I guess. I don't do much cooking now.
Well, this is something I would never know the name of because I never use it. It's called salt pork.
Yes, I've used it and I would know what it meant, but I don't know that I'd use it all the time. Salt pork, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I probably gave you a bad clue. Is there a better clue that I could give
for
that?
I don't know.
How do you use it? How do you use salt pork?
Well, just like that, I think. I think I would put it in something.
Like beans? Or
mm-hmm.
To give it flavor?
Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now there's a meat that is made from the jowls and head of a hog, and it's packed in a casing. Do you know what that is?
No.
I never knew what this was. It's a misnomer, because it's called head cheese. You never heard or seen of that? I've never seen it myself, and I always thought it was just some smelly cheese.
Yeah. No,
but
I've never
used
that.
It's evidently a pork product, yeah. Now, you have a liquid, and there's a solid substance in the liquid that you want to get out of the liquid so that you just have the liquid left over. What do you want to do to the liquid to get the solid out of the liquid?
A strainer? Would a strainer do it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's a kind of a milk that is watered down. What do you call that?
Milk that is
watered down or thin?
I don't know.
Would you call it now? When we buy it at the store, because see, we don't buy really thin milk. We buy 2%.
Yes, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Some people buy
skim. Is that what it would
skim
be?
Is
skim
probably
milk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The closest that we have to it. In Texas, in East Texas, though, they have this kind of milk called Blue John. Have you ever heard of Blue John? And the reason they call it Blue John is because it's so thin that it looks blue.
Yeah, I can see that, uh-huh.
And it's made from the milk of Holsteins.
Uh-huh.
Which, see, out here, I guess we have Jersey cows out here.
Yes, lots of them.
And they have a creamier milk. And out in East Texas, where they have Holsteins, the Holsteins have a thin milk.
Right.
Already. And so if you thin that down, that's about the thinnest milk you can get. And
yeah,
that's called
that's
Blue
right.
John.
That's right.
And who'd ever
know?
No,
I've never heard that.
Milk that's just beginning to turn.
You wouldn't call it sour if it's beginning to turn. I don't know.
Some people have said sour, though.
Sourdough?
Sour. They've just
yes,
said sour.
Yes, I would say sour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a milk product that comes in a little tub, and it has curds in it. Do you know what that's called?
Not yogurt, is it? No.
No, it's a little bit thicker than yogurt. Sometimes you eat it with fruit.
Oh. I forgot what you call that.